Professor Brian Beistel. Welcome to El Microscopio.
Well, hello there. It's always a pleasure to speak to El Microscopio and to the many listeners who listen live and to those who download. Today I want to talk to you about a program that IFCC has been running for the last year. This is a consultation entitled Shaping the Future of Laboratory Medicine. And this will conclude with a debate at the IFCC World Lab Congress in Istanbul on the 22nd of June. And anyone is able to come along to the IFCC Council meeting and take part in that debate. Now, we all know that laboratory medicine is evolving rapidly. We also all know that it's a very important part of clinical medicine. And a very high percentage of all decisions that are taken in clinical medicine owe something to laboratory medicine data or results. Therefore, we're really very important in clinical medicine. But we're also at a time of great change in laboratory medicine. There are huge pressures and huge changes going on. And so the purpose of this discussion and debate is to just share people's thinking and to encourage people to consider whether at their local level, at their national level with their own national society, or at international level, whether they have actually structured their support mechanisms properly to deal with the future of laboratory medicine rather than the past of laboratory medicine. Now, if you look at the experts and what they say about the future of medicine, then there are a number of mega trends available, and these, nearly all of them, have an implication for laboratory medicine. So just to give you one or two of these mega trends, we have an aging population with increasing chronic disease. There's technological advance, which is supporting personalized medicine. And of course, there's innovation and increasing demand for healthcare, especially in developing countries. There's just three from about 12 mega trends in medicine, all of which have very profound implications for laboratory medicine. Now, if we look at the future of laboratory medicine, we probably can think of it in terms of three major priorities. The first is, whatever else we do, we must have continuous laboratory quality improvement. The second thing is that we should be working with our users to improve clinical outcomes. And the third thing is that even though we've got a good track record here, we should continue to improve efficiency and cost effectiveness in what we are doing. One way of looking at this is to say this is by adding value to a high quality service, and much of the work that we do will have to be outside the laboratory as well as inside the laboratory. So what are the major drivers for change in laboratory medicine at the moment? Well, there are several, but we can perhaps divide these into five main areas. The first of these is globalization. And everybody knows we live in a world of instant communication. And this provides an opportunity to share information on an international scale on a wide range of topics, including quality standards, laboratory practice, and clinical applications. So we have a chance to harmonize across the world because of instant communication. The second driver, again familiar to everybody, is technological advance. We're in the middle of a technological revolution. These advances enable us to provide higher quality laboratory medicine services more rapidly and usually on a smaller scale. So some examples that will be familiar to you are nanotechnology, point of care testing, automation, including robotics, mass spectrometry, bioinformatics, genomics, and proteomics, facilitating new biomarkers. Rapid technological advance in all these areas has implication for our knowledge and for our skills training. The third way in which we are driving change in laboratory medicine is the desire or the need to work more smartly, smarter working. The combination of an aging population, medical advances, rising workloads combine to put an unsustainable pressure on healthcare budgets. the response of the laboratory medicine profession has been great so far. We have continued to do more for less, but that continuation must carry on. So we have improved efficiency, workload management, and sharing of resources are just some examples of smarter working in terms of looking to the future. The fourth driver is integrated diagnostics. It's not right to look at laboratory medicine on its own. We quite often work alongside imaging and endoscopy, all of which contribute diagnostic patient data. And so by integrating and incorporating this diagnostic data from all of these modalities into patient pathways, we can convert the knowledge, the data that we get into knowledge, which can be used to bring about faster and better clinical outcomes. And then the final driver for change in laboratory medicine is adding value. And that can be looked upon in a number of different ways, but just a few illustrations would be through the standardization or harmonization of methods and practices, by increasing the amount of evidence-based medicine and clinical practice guideline implementation, by embracing novel applications such as the shift from reactive to P4 medicine, which is predictive and personalized. And then finally, we have a responsibility to make sure that there's people that don't know much about laboratory medicine and its importance are educated to better understand what we contribute to healthcare. So all of these drivers change the way that we should be looking at the organization and delivery of laboratory medicine services. And then the next thing to think about is that within laboratory medicine, we have a bit of an identity problem. This is at national level, at regional level, and at international level. We have many different names from our profession. We have many different grades of staff working in the laboratory, and we have many different subspecialties. And we deliver our services in a wide range of clinical settings, for instance, the public sector, the hospital, the clinic, point of care testing, and often this is in an unconnected way. So if we think about it, these divisions, these lack of being joined up cause confusion for the patient, and they also cause confusion within the profession. So we really do need to think about working more closely together and trying to eliminate some of these divisions. And perhaps we should think of the patient as the most important part in healthcare. And then in terms of a multidisciplinary clinical team with a laboratory medicine specialist at the center of it, and then all of the various bits and pieces in terms of staff and divisions of laboratory medicine, all working more closely together to support the laboratory medicine specialist in the clinical team. So perhaps looking again at the way in which we have our internal structure of laboratory medicine. So against all of this background, there are great opportunities for laboratory medicine. The future needs us. We offer fantastic value for money, and we have the opportunity to be ever more influential in the future of personalized medicine. But we can only do this if we look to the future ourselves. And so within the IFCC World Lab Council meeting, we have a two-hour debate on the future of laboratory medicine and how national societies and international organizations like IFCC should be preparing ourselves to support this future delivery. There are great opportunities for IFCC. We would like to see IFCC more broadly based. We'd like to have greater global influence with organizations like the World Health Organization. We'd like to be more involved in harmonization, standardization, global practice guidelines, and we'd like to provide a more effective global voice for laboratory medicine. And we think that national societies would like to do exactly the same in their own countries. But this can only come about if we take a proactive way to the future, leading things such as membership, the way in which we organize congresses, and the way in which our senior leadership work together. So in conclusion, we hope that anyone that comes to IFCC World Lab will come along to the council meeting and contribute to this debate. There will be a presentation on this topic, both as a PowerPoint slide presentation and as an article that will appear in the next issue of IFCC News. And anyone listening to this short introduction should obtain those presentations from IFCC News. And if they want to contribute to the discussion and the debate, I would be delighted to hear from them. So let's take a positive view and say that the future of laboratory medicine is very positive, and that everybody can shape it to make sure that it really is at the centre of modern medicine. So with that, I'll finish, and thank you very much.